Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit.
The goal, according to the strategy, is to enable military leaders to make better decisions faster by sorting through the noise and delivering the right info at the right time to the right people. Now, the big question. Does this mean a big, scary machine in the bowels of the Pentagon is going to start making decisions on lethal strikes against American enemies? Yes.
Hey, everyone. I hope you're all well, because you'll still be processing this episode after it's done. I mentioned a little bit about this in one of my streams last week, but today I'll be talking more about autonomous robots. Get ready for the future where robots will be more likely to murder you than your fellow man. I think it was last November that an article from the New York Times was published about killer robots. They discovered the Department of Defense in the US had been working with a company that created armed drones that are operated by artificial intelligence. I think the article was largely unnoticed, but now there are more stories about the same thing again this year. News outlets report that the Pentagon is supposedly leaning towards letting artificial intelligence become responsible for the deaths of people. Now, I know we're not all American, so just to emphasize the importance of what's going on and what's being introduced to the public currently, I'll quickly explain what the Pentagon is. It's a building in Washington, D.C., and it is home to the Department of Defense, including all three branches of military, which are the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Many of the decisions regarding national security, weapons, technology, and all that other action movie shit happens at the Pentagon. I'm not really surprised about this because it's a given that at some point, militaries around the world would start utilizing AI as a tool for combat. This kind of information would usually be kept very top secret because it's not something governments would usually want their domestic population to know until they think it would be appropriate for it to become public knowledge, and that's through priming the public and making them feel okay with the idea. When I say domestic population, I'm talking about first world and Western countries. Due to these countries' populations having higher ethics in regards to the value of human life, etc., I know that's not always the same everywhere, I'm not trying to generalize. And that's because these countries generally tend to have more human rights than other countries. Their governments have to be a bit more careful on decisions they make regarding military, weapons, and war, and how they present these ideas to a public that has access to more information than their parents and grandparents ever did. Add in the fact that most people in the West are very against war after seeing the aftermath of the War on Terror post 9/11. Now I've given you a little bit of context in that area, I think it's interesting that news outlets are allowed to confirm that America is indeed working on AI-powered killing machines. I use the word allowed because all the big media outlets are controlled in some capacity, even the ones people think are forward-thinking, like NPR and RT News, because I know a lot of people will follow those kinds of outlets and think, oh, they're independent and non-biased news. But they're not. They're all tied to some government or agenda, whether it's left-leaning or right-leaning. The key is being open to different forms of information and putting it all together to get the clearest picture you can and trying not to create an echo chamber for yourself, because that's when you miss out on possible vital information that could put the pieces all together for you and explain a lot more and make things make sense. I look at all types of media. I try to expose myself to different types of information, even left-wing or very left-wing information that I don't always agree with, because there's always something in there, some sort of information that I might not get from a right-wing or conservative source of news, for example. So yeah, it's better to kind of have an overview and be an observer and try to not be a die-hard consumer of just one form of media. Anyways, for this to be a talking point now means that the US government thinks it's fine for the public to know this information. I wonder why. Maybe because the US is going through a rocky period in its history now. Do they feel that this is the right time to go public with this in light of growing powers like China becoming a threat to their nation? Everything is always a play with governments, whether using the public sphere or lack of knowledge on situations, it's something they can capitalize on for some future gain. It reminds me of that saying, I don't know who said it, but it's something that a lot of governments and big organizations live by. If you look at the patterns, and the saying is, never waste a good crisis. Next time there is one, just look at how your government and your media behaves. Quote, the Pentagon is moving toward letting AI weapons autonomously decide to kill humans. The US is among countries arguing against new laws to regulate AI-controlled killer drones. The US, China, and others are developing so-called killer robots. Critics are concerned about the development of machines that can decide to take human lives. The deployment of AI-controlled drones that can make autonomous decisions about whether to kill human targets is moving closer to reality, the New York Times reported. Lethal autonomous weapons that can select targets using AI are being developed by countries including the US, China, and Israel. The use of the so-called killer bots would mark a disturbing development, say critics, handing life and death battlefield decisions to machines with no human input. Several governments are lobbying the UN for a binding resolution restricting the use of AI killer drones, but the US is among a group of nations which also includes Russia, Australia, and Israel who are resisting any such move, favoring a non-binding resolution instead, the Times reported. End quote. I want to also make a point that I always make, which is that none of this technology is actually new. It's only new to the public and is touted as something that's currently cutting edge. The truth is that the government facilities have been experimenting with killer technologies for decades and decades in secret. If you'd like some examples I've covered, go check out episodes 83 and 84, where I discussed remote technology used to attack and kill people. I've linked those episodes in the source material below. This news already hasn't been received well by people who have gone to social media to share their fears of AI overreach. I think being apprehensive about a move like this is natural as a regular citizen, because how many movies have we seen where robots decide that all humans should die because we're horrible people? The US Department of Defense is currently fast-tracking its defense capabilities through an initiative named Replicator, which they say is a result of their competition with China. Just as I said earlier, there will always be an invisible enemy or a supposedly logical, urgent reason as to why they need to fund military weapons. China is a good reason to give to the public, but even if China wasn't a threat, they would still be looking into this technology to use against their own citizens. Every technology and everything that governments spend a lot of time funding and building are always tested on the domestic public. The Patriot Act, for example, which was launched after 9/11, is still being used to spy on American citizens under the guise of national security. What makes you think they won't one day use these AI killing machines on the American public? Police are understaffed all over the country and can barely do their jobs because those that are hired are low quality. I mean, have you seen the videos, the constant videos of 4-foot female police officers getting owned by teenage boys, for example? They're hiring anyone. It's not that crazy to see a future where America uses AI to fill in police numbers and keep law and order. The Replicator initiative is something the Pentagon hopes to release within the next 2 years. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kath Hicks said that upon completion, they would like to have hordes of drones that will be able to swarm enemy lines, including areas that are inaccessible or too dangerous to enter. Funnily enough, that entire idea is actually similar to battle droids, which is from an old Star Wars film. Sci-fi movies are heavily heavily riddled with predictive programming. They always show things through the media that end up becoming a new technology 10 or 20 years later. Quote, Hicks provided few details other than to explain that the program seeks to master the technology of tomorrow, namely, attribute autonomous systems in all domains. The advantages of these kinds of platforms include that they are less expensive, put fewer people in the line of fire, and they can be changed, updated, or improved with substantially shorter lead times. We'll counter the PLA's mass with mass of our own, but ours will be harder to plan for, harder to hit, harder to beat, end quote. What doesn't seem to be making news is the Department of Defense requesting $1.4 billion for AI development in 2024 alone. Who is paying for that? American taxpayers, obviously. What pisses me off to no end about taxes, aside from it being blatant theft, is that taxpayers are not fully informed on what their money is being spent on. This culture of secrecy, veiled as some sort of fake concern for national security, is literally a scam to hide the fact that they are playing with the public's money, just doing whatever they like with it. I don't remember Americans being asked if they wanted to invest in this technology, but they will unknowingly be paying for it. Just like I don't remember any of us in Western countries asking for a lot of the things that have come about in our society today, but we are paying for it through our taxes. And I know there's always going to be those bunch of people that always say, but taxes go towards schools and infrastructure and blah blah blah. Before the year 1913, Americans didn't have to pay tax. They kept their whole paycheck after being paid, and the country ran just fine. A true example that we do not need to be robbed for a country to keep running, because the people will make sure that the country is running. We never really needed government, because people have been policing their own societies for hundreds, if not thousands of years before any government existed. People that support taxes, in my opinion, are lazy and leeches on society, or they just don't understand how the system really works and how corrupted it actually is. And you only start feeling that corruption when you try to work harder and try to earn more money, and then you see yourself being robbed every single month. People that leech off of society don't feel that, because they are getting the gibs of society through the people that are working hard, so they never feel like they're being taken from. Imagine actually being paid from your job and getting the full amount that you're actually paid. Taxes pretty much feel like paying to be a slave. Okay, I went off on a tangent. I get pretty passionate about taxation because it is inherently evil and wrong. But anyway, $1.4 billion is a lot on top of America's national debt, which is in the trillions, I guess. How is a trillion a real number? I don't even know how that makes sense. The US military piloted pint-sized surveillance zones in Special Operation Forces missions, helping Ukraine in its war against Russia. So I guess they feel like they've been testing some of this technology for a while and want to go full throttle on now moving on to lethal autonomous weapons. The thing is though, with that war, Ukraine has been losing from what I've seen, or from what is being portrayed about it. So those drones must have not been that great. The drones they used in Ukraine were tracking soldiers' fitness, predicting when Air Force planes needed maintenance, and was also keeping tabs on enemies. Allegedly. We have to take this with a grain of salt because they lie so much. It could be a way of justifying funding billions into killer AI weapons. Then what happens when the technology becomes more advanced than the human operating it? Quote, there is little dispute among scientists, industry experts, and Pentagon officials that the US will, within the next few years, have fully lethal autonomous weapons. And though officials insist humans will always be in control, experts say advances in data processing speed and machine-to-machine communications will inevitably relegate people to supervisory roles. End quote. I think it's inevitable that the weapons and technology they are developing will not need humans, and they will gradually be phased out and may not even be needed in combat, as humans usually pose as a risk in high intensity situations. Then there is the issue of human error, which could be easily phased out by AI. Humans would just be in rooms overseeing things and making sure the machinery is working properly. And that's if the AI isn't so advanced that it can maintain itself. Then there is the obvious ethics of letting machinery with no emotion or human perspective have the agency of making huge decisions, like deciding who lives or dies. What if the AI decides something that humans don't agree with, but the machine rationalizes it in its cold and calculated way, then goes and does it anyway? I think if you are going to try and create an autonomous machine that will eventually be able to kill, you have to then be prepared that it may one day turn on you. There was actually a horrific case that took place in Japan in 2017 involving intelligent robots that harmed the scientists who had been working on them.
He told me, quote, at a top robotics company in Japan this week, four robots being developed for military applications killed 29 humans in the lab. And they did it by shooting what he called metal bullets. I didn't know there was any other kind. The scariest part is that lab workers deactivated two of the robots, took apart the third, but the fourth robot began restoring itself and somehow connected to an orbiting satellite to download information about how to rebuild itself even more strongly than before. And this next sentence, this is a quote. I'm writing this down. I've been doing this for years. This is serious shit, Linda, but you're never going to hear about this in the news.
That was Linda Moulton Howe, who is a renowned investigative reporter known for her credibility and lengthy reputation. I do remember reading about this a few years ago and may have briefly mentioned it in a previous episode. Unfortunately, there is not much that can be found regarding this incident online, I guess, to solidly confirm it. But of course, if something like this did happen, it would not be front page news. People are already generally weary of AI and robots, and I think many corporations and sectors would like us to all welcome AI with open arms so it can be a part of our daily lives in the future. And we see everything working towards that. They're trying to bring in robots in schools to help children, to get children to like them. They're trying to use AI as a way of helping people with their day-to-day tasks in life. They are trying to market it as something that will be convenient. If stories like that became mainstream, it damages public trust, and it would take much, much longer for people to accept this type of advanced technology into their everyday reality. AI is always going to be marketed as helpful, useful, and most importantly, convenient. But never ever intimidating, because they need everyone to buy into it first. It usually takes a generation or two to adopt something new into their lives and have it ingrained as a part of everyday life. Think of the internet and smartphones, for example. It took a while, but now even most very old people have a Facebook account and browse the internet all the time. I think artificial intelligence will more so be accepted by Gen Z and the younger Gen Alpha, because they are growing up and seeing all of this advancement happening. So once they are adults, it will probably be commonplace to have AI in your home and stuff like that, AI companions. You know, we're seeing the sex robots coming out, becoming more and more advanced, so your AI husband and wife, I've done episodes about that, the sex dolls. So yeah, they definitely are building up to it and gearing up to it, where we will live in that world. Alas, it is a slippery slope with these things. It will be interesting to see how this develops within the next few years, as many other nations will also invest in more advanced military robotics. Wars will definitely look and feel very, very different in the future. Also, be sure to check my streams. I stream every week on Rumble. Check the link in the source material below to catch my next stream or watch my previous ones where I talk a lot of shit. It's a lot more casual and fun, and I just discuss more current topics. Things aren't happening. So my last one was about Ireland and what's going on with their hate crime bill, how you can get arrested for a meme and thrown into jail. So yeah, check that one out. But other than that, thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.